Buzzsprout launches an iOS app, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. Buzzsprout has released an app for iPhone, allowing Buzzsprout customers to manage their podcasts wherever they are. An Android app is coming soon. The iOS app, which is free, is in the App Store now, and Buzzsprout sponsors the Podnews Weekly Review. YouTube Music has fired around 50 staff looking to unionize at the exact moment when they were in a meeting with Austin City Council asking for their help.
There are less than 50 of us at YouTube Music. So to be supported by the city of Austin and also our allies in the labor community, give us the motivation to keep this fight
going.
Not
to interrupt, but they just laid us all off.
Oh.
Yeah, they just laid us all off.
Oh,
our jobs are ended today, effective immediately.
Wow.
I'm sorry your time's expired.
Well, whatever that sounds like, Google denied that they were fired, saying that they were contractors and the contract had ended and that they needed to negotiate with their employer. But the National Labour Relations Board has said twice that workers are jointly employed by both the contractor Cognizant and Google. And the Alphabet Workers Union says Google's action is illegal. Spotify for Podcasters increased its lead in February, being used as a podcast host by 31.2% of new episodes. Behind the scenes, Amazon CloudFront hit a new record, serving 55.65% of all new episodes. The most listened to podcast in the world, The Joe Rogan Experience, has switched podcast host from Spotify for Podcasters to Spotify's enterprise host, Megaphone. Apple Podcasts has fixed its promotional request form. The form has been updated too. A new podcast network has launched, building on the knowledge gained by creating a number one podcast. The Radcast Network will offer comprehensive turnkey show production and monetization services for both existing and new podcasts. World Athletics and VoiceWorks Sport have signed a podcast partnership. VoiceWorks Sport will provide audio and visual content production support in what's been described as a milestone year for athletics. PodFest Cairo happened over the weekend. We have a full report of the day and full video of the event. And how much does the BBC pay for a 14-minute podcast? More than $6,000 per episode, according to Bill Rogers, and a radio feature will give you less than 900. In People News, Julia Longoria has joined the Vox Network and will be hosting a new show later in the year. She joins from WNYC, The Atlantic, and The New York Times. Now time for some tech stuff, and Apple has reversed its decision to remove PWA web apps in the EU. Some podcast app websites like TrueFans allow you to add to home screen in the share menu, giving a full app-like experience, and PodNews does too, giving you an icon that'll always show you the latest news. We removed Google Podcast links from our podcast pages today. The app closes in some countries at some point this month. There's no direct replacement in Android, though YouTube Music will play podcasts via RSS feeds and will guide you through the process if you hit the YouTube Music icon. Fountain launched Fountain Radio, a value-for-value powered music jukebox service where listeners can choose songs and money goes to the artist. Writing on my personal blog, I say that Overcast is designed differently. Almost all podcast apps don't appear to have done anything special for the thing you use them 99% of the time for, actually playing the podcast. You'll find a link to that in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. And do you do a show, and are you enabled for value-for-value? You'll want to use a magnificent ident like this.
This podcast supports podcasting 2.0, so feel free to send us a boost if you are listening on a new podcast app. Find your new app now at podcasting2.org/apps. That's podcasting2.org/apps.
That's from Matt Kundle, and you'll find it at podcasting2.org/marketing. And in podcast news, In and Around Podcasting is a new show launching today from Mark Asquith. A fight against the podcast elite and built to be an accessible, inclusive podcast for every single podcaster. It allows everyone with an interest in the medium to have a fair, open and transparent view on the podcasting industry and how it affects them. It's hosted, where else, on Captivate. Wondery and Smartless Media launch WikiHole with Darcy Carden today, a game show-style trivia game based on Wikipedia entries. It was launched with a live show in Los Angeles. The show's a production of Smartless Media, Radio Point and Aggregate Films, and it remains with Wondery, despite much of Smartless's slate being signed by SiriusXM earlier in the year. Cover Up, The Anthrax Threat is a new season of Sony Music and Campside Media's Cover Up. The Sidebar is the second Daily Mail podcast launch in the last month. Richard Arnold will co-host with a set of rotating guest hosts to discuss the stories that have wound up on the holy grail of showbiz goss, the Mail Online's Sidebar. We also link to a Chrome extension which hides the thing. And 18 years ago, Chilled Music Podcast was launched. It lasted for exactly 100 episodes, but it's still available today. It's hosted by Ted Levine. It's one for headphones, if you've got those. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and employment with Co-host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.